May God's blessing be on my words to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Love is a word perhaps most misused of all English words in our language. It speaks of empty sentimentality, of escape from a serious understanding of another, even of basic lust. The word love is used by pop stars, holiday resorts, and our feelings for chocolate. But of course, by contrast, it can express the noblest of human feelings, the mother's tender care, or the happy union of husband and wife. It's sometimes thrown around too easily in Christian circles, as when the phrase speaking the truth to love is a prologue to being disagreeable to another Christian. It's perhaps a surprise to think of it again as a new commandment. The consequences of the great love that Jesus was about to reveal in his sacrificial death. Well, things were not to be the same as they had been previously. The disciples are often competitive and often quarrelsome, were to love one another without reserve, so that the love of God would shine through them to the world. It is, of course, a help to know that the Greek for the New Testament, of the New Testament, has more than one word for love. And the love of which it speaks is the total, unconditional love which St. Paul writes about in his great hymn of love in 1 Corinthians 13. You remember, if I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. But it leads no language of scholarship to follow the pattern of Christ. You only discover the flavour of today's gospel if you remember that it comes immediately after the departure of Judas and immediately before the rash promise of Peter to lay down his life for Jesus, and Jesus' sorrowful prediction of Peter's triple denial. Like a warm fire glowing all the brighter as the wind starts to howl and the snow begins to fall, Jesus' parting promise in this commandment sparkle out against a backcloth of betrayal and treachery. I think we should understand that it isn't that Jesus had a particular thing about people loving each other. His own idiosyncratic addition to an ever-increasing store of ethical maxims. It's rather that just as his own life and approaching death were the true expression of his Father's heart, so he intends his followers to become a further and continuing re-embodiment of that same love. The command to love is always new, perhaps because we're so good at forgetting it. Amen.